Let's go back to COVID-19 now. Pharmacy leaders are praising the policy to roll out COVID-19 rapid antigen tests through the country's pharmacies. From mid-December, New Zealanders will be able to buy rapid antigen tests for between $10 and $15 under supervision of a pharmacist. They can take the test, get a result, and have their results logged in under half an hour. With us now is Chief Executive of the Pharmacy Guild, Andrew Gordon. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Karen.
So, this is quite a big role for pharmacists. Have you been talking about this for a while? Is it quite a bit to take on?
Oh, look, it's a wonderful opportunity for the profession. So we absolutely welcome the government's increased level of recognition of pharmacy and the vital role we're playing in primary and community care. We see that, Karen, that this just builds on the excellent response that we've provided to date with the pandemic, remaining open under lockdown, ensuring access for New Zealanders to all their medicines, and we played a significant role in the COVID vaccination rollout, which we're continuing to do. So, look, a wonderful opportunity.
Okay, really. It says under supervision of a pharmacist. So what's your understanding of the process and how it would work in a typical case?
Yeah, so look, I guess there's two offerings for the public coming in. One is the retail offering that you mentioned, and those pricing details are to be confirmed. But then there is also going to be an opportunity for a free service under supervision of a pharmacist. Those sorts of operational details are the sorts of things we're working with officials on currently, and we'll be ready by...
Right. So that's interesting. So you could go to the pharmacy, buy, if you wanted, two or three kits, take them home, stick them in the cupboard for that day where you wake up with thinking you've got a cold or something to check. So that's certainly a viable option. You don't have to necessarily be in the pharmacy.
Yeah, look, I think that under supervision of a pharmacist, that's intended where, you know, you want your results officially captured and recorded in, you know, the COVID immunisation record systems. And, you know, you might want those for later use for, you know, for whatever. And I guess all of those details about how those test results are going to be used later are still some of the details we need to work through.
Is that the rapid antigen test, though, they're obviously not as reliable as a PCR test. Is that going to be sufficient?
Yeah, look, I think you need to sort of see this one in context. It's a surveillance tool, and it's not the diagnostic tool, which is the full PCR test. It's designed to be used in the low-risk setting. So when we go to the protection framework, it'll be used in that green light system. This is about trying to detect COVID cases early and reduce the risk of spread in the community. Whereas, you know, if you think you've got COVID symptoms or you've had a positive rapid antigen test, you'll absolutely need to get a, full PCR test. So it's not a substitute for the full test. It's just an early diagnostic tool. It's just another tool in the toolkit, really, Karen.
Sure. Andrew Gordon, thank you very much for your time. Chief Executive of the Pharmacy Guild.